Justin, why is it that whenever I post a, you know, Texas is ranked this in the recruiting rankings, it changes pretty quickly. Because I posted today, they were number 14 in the recruiting rankings. And now, guess what? They have popped all the way up to number 11 because Pedal, Mississippi defensive lineman Corey Wells has committed to the Longhorns, just got done with his official visit to Texas yesterday, flew back home, had taken official visits to Ole Miss, had taken official visit to Auburn. But I think from talking to him yesterday and a lot of the indications we got, we knew Texas made a big move, and that big move was solidified today.
Yeah. So my cousin, Corey Wells, he's going to join. He's joining the 40 acres. Let me tell you something, you know, for a guy like you that was got to talk to him yesterday and got to cover him and kind of get to know the recruiting, the visit and things of that stuff. You got the sense that Texas did really well. I mean, you even told me that. You're like, hey, Texas put themselves in a great position. I think we're working around content where he was at the top of the list of things we learned this weekend. And then he's wearing that horns, that burnt orange hoodie when he walks out. And so Corey Wells decides it's not going to be Ole Miss, the in-state Rebels. That was kind of the consensus that he was going to stay in-state and go play for the Rebels. I know a number of reporters had kind of chalked that one up. But Corey Wells had something else on his mind. There is a clear path for development and vision to the NFL on the defensive line right now at Texas. It's at that at a lot of positions. But the defensive line, to me, has been the most consistent because even in the down times 5-10 years ago, the D-line was still producing pretty highly. And so when you get a guy like Corey in there, and this is a guy that a source close to the program told me they love this recruitment. They think he's incredibly underrated. They're going to put him in an incubator and turn him into a monster.
And, you know, this is very different than what we're used to. We're used to seeing a tweet. We're used to seeing something else pop up. You found his Twitter bio and his Instagram bio said committed to Texas. And even talking to him yesterday at the airport, you could tell that there was an affinity. But it's one of those things where you want to measure it next to, hey, all these guys love their official visits. And the only time you hear somebody talk badly about an official visit is if it went basically as bad as it could possibly go. Like if his dog died. Was killed by the assistant coach on the official visit. That's basically the only way to have an official visit go poorly. So he had to measure that. But at the same time, he was saying, you know what? I'm probably going to decide soon. I'm not taking any more official visits. It's just Auburn and Ole Miss involved. I can see the path to development to the NFL here. And we were thinking, like you mentioned, like, let's get stuff ready. Let's make sure we're ready because it sounded like that. And then as we learned today, that was the case. 6'4", 290.
Is it 6'4", 6'5"? I thought he was somebody close to the program told me he's closer to 6'5".
Here, if you're at my eye level, I'm 6 foot. I can tell. If you're above it, it's kind of all the same to me. Definitely above my eye level. Pretty wide variety in how he's ranked. He's number 291 in the On3 industry ranking. On3 has him as a 3-star, but there are a couple of services that have him as a top 175 player. So, and the weird thing is, Justin, you've dealt with this in East Texas. You can find a kid from, Newton, a little bit off the beaten path, not easy to get to. You got to take some U.S. highways that have two lanes on it in order to get there. I think Pedal is kind of similar, very, very small town, a little bit off the beaten path, and that may feed into why he's ranked the way he is right now.
Great pull on Newton. Great example. I mean, really, it really is. The cool thing about Corey is, and I'm going to say this, you know, most people want that tweet. They want the edit. They want some, in some cases, still the video. Corey didn't. Corey's so happy that he's committed to Texas. He puts it in his bio on all his platforms and doesn't tell anybody. And so, thank goodness, I reached out to him and he hit me back instantly. He's like, hey, man, I committed. I'm in. And it's like, oh, buddy, this weekend just got better. Because here's another example. They just pulled the anchor 2 days ago. Dylan Berryman They've got their anchor guy. This is a guy that can line up on the other side, in the five tech, three tech, five tech type. And so I think that to me shows they have a vision with this defensive line haul in 2026. And we are already seeing the floor and how it's building. And there are still some big names on the board that Texas is in great position with. And they're going to be hosting some of those over the next few weekends. Getting a kid like Corey Wells to jump in already, this is huge. Again, you got to give Kenny Baker his props. This guy has come in and been flawless on the recruiting trail. Flip phone, iPhone, Android. My man uses a can and a string, and he closes.
He has really taken on, and he's done it in areas he's very familiar with. We've talked a lot about how Justice Terry, that recruitment, was a program recruitment, but the program includes a defensive line coach, the guy he's going to play for. Kenny Baker did a lot in that recruitment, and this is part of the area that Kenny Baker knows well from his experience. Gardner Webb, I think, was at UT Chattanooga, Western Kentucky, a couple different schools in Georgia. It's the state of the Southeast.
It's its own state. He feels like he's at home.
You have to recruit like there are no state lines, because all the programs within that area recruit like there are no state lines. And Texas has done that. Kenny Baker's done that. Real quick, good question from our guy Roaster. What's his ideal playing weight? I was looking at him. I think he can approach 320 and maybe go more than that. But I think I like what Vernon Broughton looked like, maybe what you want to see from Corey Wells down the road.
I feel like he's got a Vernon Broughton-ish frame, just in a little bit taller version of it. So I can see a little bit of that. I think he could go 320, 330. As long as he's on the interior and he has that 6'5 frame and he does – it's functional mass. He doesn't lose his feet, which is one of the things that he's got going for him. As long as he can do that, you get him in that 320, 330 range. That's when you get your name called in the first and second round in April's drafts.
As Justin mentioned, Dylan Berryman joins the class on Saturday night. Got Corey Wells joining the class today, and got to look for probably, what, three or four as we go forward with defensive tackle?
You know what? I think the number is going to be four. I think they're fluid with that as well, because obviously they brought in a handful in this last cycle, notably a Justice Terry Ware and Myron Charles and Josiah Sharma. I don't want to shortchange any of those guys. So I don't think the number necessarily has to be four, but I think it is comfortably four right now, because if Texas has shown anything, especially Sark, look what they did in the portal in the last 2 months at the defensive line position. They do the same thing with recruiting. Like, they're going to throw numbers at that spot, and for good reason. You get rotation, you get less reps, you get more opportunities to develop, play later in games. Like, there's so many things there that I think Sark has envisioned and has, you know, put into play. Jamian Winfield is still on the board, and I know he has said he is sticking with USC, his commitment, and that's where he's at right now. He is still number one on the big board at Texas defensive line. He is still a priority. Texas still talks to him and connects with him on a regular basis. We're going to try to see about this official visit, because there's a good, you know, he'd been on the list previously to come in this weekend. We're checking to make sure that's the same. I say that because that's the ceiling. You've seen what Baker and these guys have done with the floor and how it's building out. Jamian's the ceiling. You top off this class with a Jamian Winfield or a James Johnson or, you know, someone of that type, and again, Texas will be is going to be a top five, top 10 cycle, if not higher.
We'll be tracking it all here on the Inside Texas YouTube channel, so make sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and, of course, head to InsideTexas.com. We'll have more analysis. Charlie Williams just posted his eval. We'll get that posted out on social media in a second, so go check it out. So, Justin, thank you. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.